Scientists will conduct field experiments on juvenile red king crab this summer in southeast Alaska. It's all part of a larger study that could someday lead to a king crab hatchery program. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein spoke with one of the lead researchers and has this report.
The multi-year project was prompted by concern over depleted crab stocks around Kodiak and the Pribilof Islands. Jenny Eckerd is associate professor of fisheries for the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She's based in the School for Fisheries and Ocean Sciences in Juneau.
The hatchery project started in 2006. It was sort of a community-based sort of ground movement that there were people that were concerned that king crabs have declined and haven't recovered even in the absence of fishing. And so there are individuals that wanted to see if we could culture king crabs on a large scale.
So a coalition of scientists, fishermen, fishery businesses, and Alaska Native groups formed the Alaska King Crab Research, Rehabilitation, and Biology Program. Eckerd is one of the lead researchers who's raised larval crab to their first juvenile stage at the Aleutic Pride Shellfish Hatchery in Seward. Eckerd says 2007 was their first culture year.
And we didn't have very good success that year. In subsequent years, we've done quite well. In 2009 and 10, we were able to produce over 100,000 juvenile red king crab in both years.
This summer, they'll be conducting more field research on how juvenile crab deal with predation in the wild. The work will take place in Yankee Cove near Juneau. Like in the Pribilofs, fishery managers in southeast Alaska have also closed red crab fishing for several years because of stock concerns. Eckerd says one potential explanation for why depleted king crab stocks haven't recovered is that too many of the tiny juvenile crab are being eaten by predators.
A couple years ago, we initiated a field project with cameras that we mounted underwater to record what predators came along and ate king crabs that were tethered. And the project went very well. It was logistically pretty challenging, but it went pretty well. So we'll be doing a follow-up to that to learn more about predation in the wild of these very small king crabs. These king crabs we'll be using will be on the order of 5 to 10 millimeters.
That's about the size of a pen cap or a small button. The researchers actually use a piece of monofilament to tie the crab in front of the camera. In previous studies, they found sculpin were the main predator. Eckerd says they've been looking at things like the way habitat or the lack of habitat affects predation. They've also looked at the difference age makes on predation, how vulnerable a crab is that just hatched that year versus a crab that hatched the year before. Meanwhile, researchers are also studying whether hatchery-reared red crabs can actually be conditioned to life in the wild by exposing them to predators in the lab.
When you expose these small crabs to fish in a non-lethal way, and then later expose them to fish again, they have an increased survival rate.
Eckerd believes there is a potential for hatchery enhancement of wild red king crab stocks, but at this point, the researchers still have a lot more work to do.
One of the important parts will be trying to figure out where are their bottlenecks in the life history of these crabs. If, in fact, the bottleneck is at the juvenile stage, then if we add more juveniles, that could then ultimately produce more adults for basically people to eat.
So Eckerd says it would be a while before any large-scale enhancement could happen. The AK Crab program has received over $300,000 in grant money from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and nearly $160,000 of in-kind and support services from the Aleutic Pride Hatchery, Alaska Fish and Game, the University, and Alaska Sea Grant. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.